It's Cafe Anyway. It's where we are.
It's Mike's Daddy Podcast.
Episode 3,337. 3,337, and Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopka, broadcasting from Cafe Anyway. Mike Matthews here. I'd say the 4th of July is way loud with all the explosions going off, and I'm telling you, I'm kind of am out of words.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
But that's all right, because we're not going to be doing a podcast on Monday.
Mike's
because
Daily
we try to avoid superstitious
podcast
holidays like Monday the 13th. Wait, Monday the 13th? That's right, Monday the 13th. Embrace Your Geekness Day will be on Monday. Created to celebrate the devoted pursuit of niche interests, from astrophysics to competitive board gaming, as well as obscure cinema, and to encourage people to share their most specialized knowledge without apology. It is also National Barbershop Music Appreciation Day, celebrating the a cappella four-part harmony tradition that emerged from African-American barbershops in the late 19th century, formalized into competitions by the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America. Founded in 1938, if you didn't know that particular organization. It's also National Beans and Franks Day. Do people still eat that? It celebrates the pairing of baked beans and Frankfurter sausages, a combination whose roots lie in 19th century American camp cooking and whose modern form is inseparable from the American summer cookout, where you're cooking outside and you're cooking and you're enjoying and you're outside in the heat going, why am I outside? But that all from...
And here's today's podcast picture.
The folks at nationaltoday.com, the podcast picture is from a beautiful sunset we had yesterday. I happened to catch it in Podcastro Valley. You can see a picture of it at mikesdailypodcast.com. All the past podcast pictures are there too. And I sometimes sound like a leprechaun when I'm talking about them, but that's they're wonderful pictures. And you can also see video of this podcast, so it's up for about a day once this airs on once it's posted onto the internet. You can go to mikesdailypodcast.com to watch that as well, but it's really boring. Don't think about the boxer. Wonderful dog. Been thinking about him a lot lately, because I lost him in July 6 years ago, so he was the best. It's also Gruntled Workers Day on Monday, another reason why to take the day off. No, not disgruntled workers, but gruntled. Was created to celebrate employees who are genuinely satisfied with their jobs. The rare, valuable antidote to employee disengagement. So, do you remember, just as we were coming out of COVID, Biden was still president, how many people quit their jobs? They did that quiet quitting thing where they just completely disengaged from their job, or they actually went and it was the great resignation. That's right. The great resignation happened. I think this was 2022-2023. Then we had Trump. Well, first we had inflation go through the roof, and then people were getting let go. Oh, what is his word today? Let's listen. It is be of good cheer. Cheer is what he's saying. Cheer. Cheer up, says the late great Basil the Boxer. That's his word. Word of dog. Okay. So all that, then when inflation went up and people were losing their jobs, then it was okay. Maybe I better become more engaged with my job, do better with my work. I know some companies that have since done training programs to help their employees become more involved with their companies. No, not incentivizing them with paying them more, just saying you should be more to be a better employee. You want to be a better person, don't you? and doing this whole training program for them to help them be better employees. So this is a day, though, coming up on Monday, where it's for people that are loving their jobs, are at least satisfied with their jobs. So they're gruntled versus disgruntled. So I guess if our fiddle player was the gruntled fiddle player, he wouldn't be who he is. Are we seeing him today? No, I think he's the next podcast. So anyway, Cafe Anyway, all that from nationaltoday.com. Niche.
Get inside the building here.
Oh wow. Look who's just walked in.
Inside of this building before. Get those wooden bar seats.
You like the bar seats here?
Old booths in here. This is incredible.
I'm glad you like it.
Treasure. Look at this dining room.
You like the dining room here at Cafe Anyway?
Gorgeous. We used to build beautiful things in this country, that's for sure.
That's right. That's what we got here, is a beautiful place.
In here. And look at the view out of the back windows here.
Yeah, that's outside a Cafe Anyway.
That is sensational.
We'll go there in a minute.
Gorgeous in here. It has been very well preserved.
Thank you. Thanks for stopping by. That guy hosts up a YouTube channel I watch entirely too much of. I can't break away. Big Pig. That was a song from the 80s called Breakaway. It was a band called Big Pig. They were from Australia. They were pretty good. I have their album, their CD. And it was just one album, and I think maybe two, and then they vanished. So niche obsessions like that, for example, me liking obscure music, four-part harmony, a pot of something you'd find at the camp full of beans and franks, and the positive form of a negative word, gruntled. That's all happening on Monday, so we'll take the day. It's also Beef Tallow Day. We won't even go into that. Some of you are really into that, and I would call you young. If you're my age and into beef tallow, I would say you're dumb. You would probably want to reverse that thinking. Go with some other types of foods. Get maybe away from that kind of... let's just face it, it's not good for your heart. As we go outside a Cafe Anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, summer podcast
anyway. Finale,
the last place on earth in the land of Maritopka. Before I say something else about beef, it will also be National Rock Day, and not as in the music, but as in the actual fantastic chunk that you got there holding down a piece of paper. Do you put rocks on your desk as paperweights, or a rock to keep a door open? There's always rocks in the yard. They make nice accoutrement to the backyard. All that happening on Monday. So we'll take the day off for that. NationalToday.com. Thank you for those things you pointed out to us. Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopka. We are outside now. But yeah, there's this thing going on with beef. Yeah, that's a good one. Make beef affordable again. Not MAGA, but MBAA. Make beef affordable. Beef prices in the U.S. keep soaring. That's tragic for those people that want to celebrate Beef Tallow Day. That it is up 22% from a year and a half ago. America's beef import volume.
Mike's out of left field recording.
Yes, slightly out of left field, I have to say. My recordings.
Recording everything. Mm-hmm. Captures actions that will never again be repeated.
Our beef import volume has... What? In the past 5 years has risen 86%. We're what? We're importing beef, folks. We're importing beef, and it's at an all-time high, it looks like. 86%. At the same time, beef prices have climbed. The U.S. herd has fallen to the lowest level in 75 years. And domestic supply needs to increase to bring down those prices. We're importing too much. Importing too much beef. We're probably eating too much beef. The late great Basil the Boxer was almost killed by a cow once. We have lots of free roaming cows in the parks around the East Bay. And they warn you ahead of time if you're a dog owner. Don't let your dog run around these cows. This cattle. Make sure to put the leash back on. Well, Basil got away from me, and he started playing with a cow. The cow was chasing him. He was chasing the cow. When the cow was chasing him, however, he tripped and fell, and the cow came right up to him, sniffed him in his lower area, and then walked away. And I said to the cow,
"A fine article."
I didn't say that.
You silly, great, fat article.
No, this is a fine, interesting article I'm telling you about the beef. But yeah, I told the cow, look, I'm going to eat less beef. Thank you for not killing my dog. True story, it happened. So that is maybe also some of the other prices that have been going up lately with you going out there and grilling or barbecuing or whatever. You know, I have to say I used Gemini over the weekend to ask it the difference between barbecuing, grilling, and when they say cooking out or cookout. So basically, I think it said if it had to do with coals. It was now I've forgotten already. I was so amazed by what the AI said to me. But if you're firing up the grill this summer, the average backyard cookout for 10 people now costs about $7.38 cents per guest. That is 4% more than last year and the highest cost ever. So it looks like beef prices are more than 17% higher year over year. And barbecue sauce is up 13%. What? And tomatoes have climbed 32%. Wow. Anyway, Cafe Anyway, you're all into soccer, I know. The final game, I am told, will be on the 19th of July. So maybe you're listening to this beforehand. At MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, the FIFA World Cup will conclude the final match. Whoa.
Mike's Matthewsment Park.
Of interesting facts, yes.
The front panel will close automatically.
That's right.
Remain seated at all times.
It is a Matthewsment Park. Thank you for joining me here. One of the hottest World Cup souvenirs, though, is not those jerseys that you see everybody wearing or soccer balls. It is ranch dressing. Americans spend more than $1 billion a year on ranch dressing. And for many international visitors, it's a uniquely American taste. Yes, ranch dressing is an American taste. Well, a taste that, you know, people think of America. You taste like America. Isn't that what Sacha Baron Cohen said to Ricky Bobby? They can't easily find ranch dressing back home, it seems, for a lot of these soccer enthusiasts from other countries. After countless fans had bottles confiscated by the TSA, airport gift shops began selling ranch dressing past the security gate, turning America's favorite dressing into an unlikely World Cup keepsake.
The Fascinating Material
Fascinating.
Project.
World Cup keepsake. Say that 18 times fast. Oh, challenge accepted? You know, let's see. The ticket prices have been on quite a ride. When the resale tickets for some of these games climbed above $4,000, the best remaining seats, closer to $2,000. Cheaper seats, around $800. Wow. Prices often peak on emotion and scarcity before reality sets in. This is true of any sport. Be careful what you spend your money on. Seriously. Do you know my lovely lady friend and I enjoyed a wonderful 4th of July by just climbing up the hill? Not climbing, but walking up the street that goes up the hill. There's houses on this street, and we found a little spot and put up our chairs, and we could see out over the East Bay, and we saw all the illegal fireworks going off. Maybe that's not a good thing. They shouldn't be illegal fireworks because they can cause fires and cause destruction. But 4th of July, that's what we did, because every year they seem to have more and more fireworks despite the fact they are quote unquote cracking down. I saw one drone, but it was not. I would love to see one of those assemblages of multiple drones up in
stage
the sky.
Stage fright.
Well,
oh, we're talking about stage fright instead of drones.
If you ever find yourself on the air and you feel a little nervous, just imagine that you're speaking to one specific person.
Talking to one person.
Which, in fact, is probably the case here.
Thank you. Maybe, if I'm lucky. So, yeah, I want to see one of those drone performances. Unlike some podcasts that are drone performances. Because they drone on and on. Anyway, Cafe, anyway, the thing is that there are people enjoying... Now I'm going into drone mode. Okay, let's talk about losing weight and your health and that kind of thing. But, oh, yeah, what I was saying was that with the watching the fireworks where we are, we got our steps in, and we didn't have to get stuck in a traffic jam or pay to see the fireworks or any of that. But I would like to see a drone performance. More than one third of employees still work from home. More than one third of us. I heard it was something like, let's see, return to office mandates gained steam last year, but 35% of employed people did some or all work remotely. 35%. Up from slightly from 33% just the year before. Workers with a bachelor's degree.
I don't know how you do it.
Talking to the mic and your voice goes out through the wires. And mm-hmm. Once a week, whether you need it or not, somebody comes in here and gives you a check for
$38. $38, that's all I get. I get nothing for this show, actually. Workers with a bachelor's degree or higher.
Yeah, it sounds like it, Mike.
We're more likely to work from home at least some of the time. Women were also more likely to work from home and devote more time to childcare and other household tasks. What's interesting, though, if you are looking for a job, 27% is how much more likely women job seekers on GLP-1s are. They are 27% more likely to land a job within 18 months of their weight loss compared to those who aren't taking weight loss drugs. Ooh, I am not endorsing taking weight loss drugs at all. I'm very much against them. There's something weird about it. I'm just getting a little more cognizant of things that we do to try and lose weight. I want to do it the healthy way. The way that my doctor's been telling me for years and years makes the most sense. Just cut out stuff like beef, for example. Stuff that is bad for you.
We love you, Mike.
Thank you. Healthier things. The fiber and healthier things. Omega-3s and all the other stuff that's supposed to be good for you. Roughage. Eat your roughage, eat your greens, eat your broccoli. By contrast, the positive effect of GLP-1's use on a man's job search were smaller. Hotness, yes, hotness has become something of a requirement for finding a job. That's not good. What is this? This is Mad Men all over again. But one that disproportionately affects women, says Rob Black. I produce his podcast. He's heard on AM 1220 KDOW weekdays in the 5 p.m. hour. He's on Cron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 a.m. hour. So, well, it's a thing to ponder and contemplate. Watch, though, what you are doing to stay healthy. Protein and functional drinks are the latest beverage trend. Starbucks protein coffee. Oh, my gosh. Who came up with protein Doritos?
Ginormous.
Yeah, I guess that's still a ginormous thing. To Coca-Cola's prebiotic sodas. Drink companies are racing to capture a share of the functional beverage market as health-conscious drinks that offer added benefits like protein, probiotics, vitamins, or adaptogens. This market is pulling in $160 billion out of us. And over 75% of Gen Z and millennials, they are already consuming these functional beverages. More than half say that they are willing to pay a premium for these quote unquote functional beverages. How functional? All that is just crazy. But in the end, on the 4th of July, my lovely lady friend and I ate salmon though I feel so bad for those fish that swim all that way.
Woo!
Let's hear it for them. They are utterly heroic how they swim out into the ocean and then come back and lay the eggs and the whole story that they have that surrounds each fish. And they climb up the waterways with all their strength, and they taste so good. It's sad. It's crazy. It's the conundrum that surrounds salmon. But it is definitely the fish that is so good for you with the omega-3s. Of course, you can get omega-3s from avocados that don't have to do as much swimming. There is the other things that you can get. Flaxseed. There's, I think, certain walnuts, almonds, and the big one I'm forgetting. Oh, sardines and mackerels. Yes. Okay. Look who's outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on Earth in the land of Ameritopica.
Woo!
Hello, my friends. It's Shelly Shuhart, Gift Shop Supervisor. I'm so glad you had such a fun time on the 4th of July and that you're not doing a podcast on Monday, Mike Matthew.
Yes, celebrating all that stuff. Like the National Rock Day, and are you a gruntled employee?
Mike Matthews, I'm my own employee. I don't have any employees. I am my own employee, Mike Matthews, and I have a wonderful voice, and I sell snow globes.
Shelly Shuhart and her exploding snow globes. That is absolutely correct. Look who else is here.
Oh, Mike, this is Floyd the Foreman.
And this is John Deere the Engineer, Mike. Yes, 4th of July, of course, the big one with the semi-Quentin Centennial holiday.
Is that how you say it?
I think that was
kombucha.
Have a kombucha. It'll sound better after you have a kombucha, Mike Matthews. Mm-hmm.
It's one of those difficult holidays to say. Oh, wow. So somebody asked me if they could interview me for their podcast. They said, we're building a new podcast that's called Virtual Wealth Flip. The main purpose of our podcast is to empower everyday investors and professionals through expert interviews. It's right there. I've stopped because I'm none of that. What are you asking me? So, but thanks. I guess I don't want to. I'm not anyone with any. I'm not an expert in any of that. So, but nice of them to think of me. But if you'd like to be on my podcast, or I could be on yours, or
all right, now Tay Tay, my favorite.
We could talk about Tay Tay getting married and all that stuff, or whatever it is. With more on that, here's the number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway Hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
What a funny phone number. No, with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Did you catch any of my show? The 1 hour of 80s music that I played on the Camera Radio station, cameraradio.org, 101.3 in the Ventura County area. Oh, it was so much fun. Such great music. And I got to listen to my own hour of music. How was that possible? Well, I did it anyway. And I was thoroughly enjoying it on the 4th of July, I must tell you. And then right afterwards, I didn't plan this, but I think Barry over there, Barry Funkhauser, who runs the station, he played the band X and their song 4th of July. And I absolutely have to hear that song every 4th of July. So that made my day. Then he followed it with Anthrax doing a version of Time by Joe Jackson. A Joe Jackson song by Anthrax, which is a very bizarre combination. But if that meant something to some of you, perhaps you will enjoy that nerd day that's coming up on Monday. Okay, so... But I am Mike Matthews.
And now we return you to our regularly scheduled program with Mike Matthews.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.